Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just watched it, but would we recommend it? It's Binge or Skip with Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
All right, our latest Binge or Skip is a show that is streaming now on Netflix. It is called La Palma. It's a four-part series, and that's the best part of this series, that it's only four parts, and each episode is only about 45 minutes long.
Oh, that's perfect for Rocky.
It's a quick watch. Really, you want this show to go quickly. It's a real place, La Palma. It's a beautiful, one of Spain's Canary Islands, a beautiful resort location. So okay. It does exist. And the story follows the Norwegian family. They check into a hotel on the island, and a young researcher discovers a crack on the top of the mountain. There is a volcano. Suddenly, the volcano has this violent eruption, which causes the world's largest tsunami. And these people are trapped on the island. This series, it tries real hard for us to really identify and like this family. You know, the young girl finds another young girl vacationing that she's physically attracted to.
Sure.
Her brother is on the spectrum. Her stepdad gets jealous when her mom gets hit on by the rental car guy. So there's all this stuff happening.
A lot going on. Okay.
And Sue and I were just screaming, just get to the tsunami! We want to see the tsunami!
So is it more about the people or the natural disaster?
Well, it's more the setup for the disaster.
Okay.
That's the thing. It took a while to get going. It could have been a short movie. When the tsunami hits, there's so many unbelievable things that happen. It's like the worst disaster movie ever. And you're almost rooting for the tsunami to wipe out everybody. Like, let's go, tsunami! Come on! I don't like these people.
Does the tsunami at least look real?
Sort of.
That's a no.
The special effects are okay. For me, it's a definite skip.
Wow.
Don't waste your time.
This is so good to know, because I hate when you invest in a show and you're like, okay, it's going to get better, though. It's going to get better, though. It's going to get better, though. And then it just never does.
Or if you want to see the tsunami, just forward ahead to episode 4 about halfway through.
It doesn't get there through 4?
Yes, exactly.
What?
It's a big buildup.
I am so glad you watched this for me. Thank you.
I took one for the team. Yeah, for a while it was like one of the number one series on Netflix, but it's slowly falling out of the top 10. La Palma on Netflix. Skip.
La Bama?
Skip it, yes.